To that other Royal Commission now, which is still causing ructions in the banking sector. Today, the chairman of the Future Fund, former Liberal Treasurer Peter Costello, slammed the transition process underway at the National Australia Bank, saying the outgoing chairman, Ken Henry, should not have a role in appointing a new chief executive. The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, has been covering the continuing fallout from the Royal Commission, and he joins me now in the studio. Peter, it's unusual for the chairman of one organisation to intervene in the leadership crisis of another, but does Peter Costello have a point about the National Australia Bank's departing chairman, Dr. Henry, needing to get out of the way?
Well, Eleanor, it was clearly a difficult time for the National Australian Board, particularly after last Thursday's decision to give both Andrew Thorbert and Dr. Henry the push. But Peter Costello's view has some support. Some observers think Dr. Henry appointing a new chief executive to replace Mr. Thorburn does put the cart before the horse. And given some concerns, those scathing criticisms from Commissioner Kenneth Hayne and a renewed focus on boardroom governance and responsibility, there's a strong view that the clean out at the top needs to start with Dr. Henry, and that there should be a new chairman first to clear the air. Also, to be fair, to give the new chief executive a clean slate away from the fallout of the Royal Commission. Now, the Future Fund is a National Australia Bank shareholder, and it used its shares as part of an 88% shareholder protest vote against the bank's remuneration report at last December's annual general meeting. That was a record in corporate Australia. Now, not surprisingly, Peter Costello was ready to take a Royal Commission question at this morning's briefing, and he had some free advice for what must be a shell-shocked NAB board.
The critical thing for the National Australia Bank now is how it manages the transition. It's going to be very interesting as to how they manage that. You know, if the NAB was managing itself well, what it would do is the chairman would go first, and then a new chairman would come in, and the new chairman or chairwoman would appoint the CEO. I don't think it's good practice to have an outgoing chairman to appoint the CEO.
And that's the view of the Future Fund chairman, Peter Costello. So, Peter, on the performance of the Future Fund itself, what's Mr. Costello saying about the impact on the fund of the current market volatility and locally with the housing correction?
Well, the Future Fund was set up by Peter Costello when he was John Howard's treasurer more than a decade ago as a sovereign wealth fund to cover public sector superannuation liabilities. The fund is now worth $147 billion. It's delivered a 5.8% return in the year to December 31. Now, the challenge is to keep the Future Fund growing, but Peter Costello says there are some big headwinds around US-China trade tensions, but locally the housing correction where values continue to fall. And Peter Costello says the impact of softer consumer spending as a result of the housing downturn is something the Reserve Bank and the Future Fund are bracing for.
The residential property market has definitely turned down in Australia's two largest cities, Sydney and Melbourne. It looks as if it's continuing to turn down. This does have a wealth effect. People see the value of their properties going down. They may feel less inclined to spend, and that will have an effect on the general economy. So you will have noticed that many forecasters are revising down their forecasts for economic growth, and I think that's one of the reasons why they're doing it.
And that's the Future Fund chairman, Peter Costello, the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, with that analysis.